Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
For the first time in history, all four men's and women's quarterfinals go down on the very same day. Welcome to TC Live, where we lead you up to first ball every day at the BNP Paribas Open. It's a huge one in the desert as we head into championship weekend at Indian Wells. On her 20th birthday, Coco Gauff took care of business in straight sets before celebrating with a big bite of cake. What's her wish? Plus, we'll hear from Holger Rune, who pulled up his shorts and came back from match point down to knock out former champ Taylor Fritz. Our FanDuel match preview features Yannick Sinner putting his perfect season on the line against rising Czech star Jiří Lehečka. And you won't believe some of the reactions when several top players pose as employees on the grounds in Tennis Paradise. Would you have been fooled? Let me tell you something, this lineup isn't fooling around. On Tennis Channel today, we've got Sinner Lehečka, followed by world number one Iga Świątek, taking on Caroline Wozniacki, then Alexander Zverev, and the returning champ Carlos Alcaraz. How about Holger Rune? Next battles Daniil Medvedev. We've got every quarterfinal live on either Tennis Channel or T2, over on T2, which you can find on YouTube TV, the Roku channel, Fire TV, Freevee, Hulu, and Fubo. All of these matches as well. Sakkari, Gauff, Tommy Paul, Marta Kostyuk. We've got it all for you right here on Tennis Channel and T2. There is Lehečka into his first Masters 1000 quarterfinal, going for the biggest win of his career. He has been looking strong, but toughest test in tennis right now is a match against the perfect Yannick Sinner. How about the American Tommy Paul warming up? Has lost his last four matches against Casper Ruud, but is 9-1 this year in the U.S. Told us he feels the energy from the home crowd. We'll see if he gets it against the Norwegian. As always, you can say hi to us right inside Stadium 1. Behind those glass windows is our studio. Look, Martina, just say hi to Martina.
Right,
you got
guys.
The goat right here, right? See, look at that. She's saying
there.
Hi. It's not every day you got Martina Navratilova, Steve Weissman, Prakash Amitraj. It's good to have you back, Martina.
Thank you. It's fantastic. You said day 9 for me is day 2, so I'm still, like, new at this.
She's fresh.
Marty, I'm digging the shirt.
Well, thank you.
I'm digging the shirt.
Thank you.
Digging your pocket, Square P.
Well, you know, just a little something. I'm blueing it up. But Martina's
I think it would be a little tight on you, though.
I went orange for you. I didn't even know. It's like, you know. Great minds. Listen, we begin with some breaking news. Novak Djokovic, the biggest upset of the tournament, lost here to Luca Nardi, has taken himself out of the mix in Miami, says he's going to rest up, get ready for the red clay season. Six-time champ at the Miami Open will not be at Hard Rock Stadium. Martina, what's your reaction to that?
Rest up. He just had 6 weeks off. Lost second round. It kills the tournament. I'm just really sad for the tournament here. Losing early, fair enough. He lost. He got beaten, but... It really just is difficult for the tour to deal with this. But I understand where Novak's coming from. It's all about the majors and the Olympics, and I think he's just saving himself for that.
When 8-3 is a slow start, you must be GOAT sort of quality, Prakash. But these are his slowest starts.
Well, very interesting. Look at that 2018. He started 6-6, still finished with two majors that year. So. Look, I mean, this is all unprecedented territory. You have no one to compare yourself to at this stage, and he's just kind of got to go with what works in his mind. Martina, I completely agree with you. Brutal for the tournament because everyone was looking forward to him returning to Miami, of course, everyone in the city and the tournament, of course. But look, it's really just gearing up for those big ones. So, you know, if this doesn't help him for that, you know, he probably had that in his mind, and he's got to pace himself. You know, at this point, I mean, the motivation and the inspiration to come out and win every single time, it's got to be a challenge.
It's about priorities for Novak Djokovic. It's the majors, and this year, it's the Olympics. Yep. One thing he wants to check off that resume that he hasn't had before, gold medal, and it's on red clay at Roland Garros. All right, let's get going with highlights from yesterday, beginning with the match of the night, Prakash. Former champ Taylor Fritz taking on Holger Rune for the second time.
Well, the stats were very close in this one because this really came down to the wire here. Taylor got off to such a great start in that opening set. You can see there trading grand strokes back to back, pulling the backhand trigger up the line, which has been a great shot for him all week here. Both players finding their way to the net quite a bit. Taylor looking pretty comfortable up there in the first set. Took the first set 6-2. But this one, second serve return, match point up. That's one that's going to have made him struggle to sleep a little bit last night. Ends up getting pushed into a breaker, but it was Holger who took the advantage, attacked the net quite a bit in the breaker. And he's been saying it even after the match. He said, listen, I am just going to play attacking tennis. That's when I'm playing my best. That's what I do best, especially on hard courts. You see him here pressing the issue again, wins the breaker pretty comfortably, 7-2. Third set, opportunities here in the early goings for Holger, moving really well, finding a big backhand up the line there. Taylor not able to close the net, giving Holger that opportunity to be able to come up with the passing shot. And once he sees the advantage, that was it. Moving forward once again.
First Masters quarterfinal outside of Europe from match point down. Let's hear from the Great Dane.
From match point down, how have you done that?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, really just stayed in the moment, kept fighting, trying to play better from point to point. And, you know, I thought I managed to raise my level quite amazingly in the end of the second set, which, you know, meant everything for the match. He was controlling it from the first set and a long time of the second set as well. So I just happy that I could keep fighting and I kept believing that I was going to find my rhythm at some point.
Believe and achieve. Runa going to play the winner of this match between Daniil Medvedev and Grigor Dimitrov. The Russian looking for a little revenge, Martina. Lost to him in Paris last year.
Yes, and this court definitely suits Medvedev a lot better. That one-hander is just really hard to hit the high bouncing shot consistently, do something with it right there. It's just too tough. And this was a pretty straightforward match for Medvedev. Only faced two break points, lost the serve once. So never really was threatened as he moved the ball around the court really well. Dimitrov, 6 of 18 on second serve points. You just cannot win a match when that happens, as Medvedev was attacking those second serves and held serve pretty comfortably throughout the match. And that's the end result.
Only dropped 5 points on his first serve. Last year's finalist back in the final 8 club. He's a hard court specialist, and he apparently likes the hard courts at Indian Wells now. So looking forward to this Runa-Medvedev matchup, Prakash. Mm.
Well, I think before that match against Taylor, I would have probably leaned towards Medvedev coming through here. But I like the way Holger fought through that, and I thought that was a really important win for him. He was 0-7 in his last 7 matches against top 20 opponents. So he had been in a little bit of a slump for a guy who was just, you know, killing it against top 10, top 5 opponents. So that was an important win for him. And I think he's starting to feel himself once again. And Martina, you and I talked a little bit about this. Gotta love the way he's attacking the net.
Yes, I think he's happiest there, and he's very good there, and he's got the big shots to come in on the killer shots, and even on this slow court, he had a pretty good percentage when he came to the net. So I think we will see him attacking Medvedev as much as possible again today.
And what you said, Prakash, about the dog meter for Runa?
A massive for me, because again, he had lost a few matches, and you know he likes to play with that little chip on his shoulder. So to come back, match point down against Taylor here in the States, in a place he's won. 7 out of 5.
7 out of 5.
That's Wolf.
He
went Wolf on him.
That's Lulu. Martina's dog Lulu is in the green room right now. So 7 out of 5. Lulu. I mean, Lulu.
By the way,
tough.
Lulu showed me a little love yesterday. That made my day yesterday. That was beautiful.
If you've got food, you've got Lulu. All right, moving on to the ladies.
This was the
win of the day yesterday. Big time upset. The 2-seed Aryna Sabalenka in action, taking on American Emma Navarro, who has just been going up, up and away in the rankings, Martina.
Emma has improved so much last year. She got fit, and it's really made all the difference for her. This match was, when you look at the stats, Sabalenka should have won the match. It all came to big points. Emma Navarro, 4 of 5 of breakpoint opportunities, so she broke serve 4 times. Sabalenka, 2 out of 6. And Emma Navarro just did not. So second set, Sabalenka got much more inside the court, played much more aggressively. But there were a couple breaks, only 2 breaks of serve the first 2 sets. Emma got up a break. Sabalenka breaks right back, but no problem. Emma Navarro comes right back and breaks again and held serve. Only faced 1 break point in that final set, except for that 1 break. And just really hurt her nerve, made Sabalenka move enough. But again, it just came down to big points. On paper, Sabalenka wins this match, but in reality, Emma Navarro 6-2 in the third.
We got a fist bump. We got a fist bump out of Emma.
She is so, so laid back. It's a joke. But, you know, inside, yeah, she was very happy. Well done.
How about 18 wins this year? That's more than anyone on the WTA. Best win by ranking of her career, up to a career high 20 in the live rankings.
Fantastic.
And in three set matches, 11-2. That is the clutch factor. Let's hear from Emma Navarro. What was your plan and how were you able to execute it?
Yeah, coming into this tournament just felt like I wasn't playing my best tennis. You know, I practiced for 3-4 days here before I started playing matches and just wasn't really feeling my best. So put a lot of effort into feeling my best mentally. If I don't have my physical stuff, I at least want to have my mental stuff because that's the kind of thing I can control. So it's a little surreal. I watched her win the Australian Open a couple months ago, and to have a win over her now is really cool.
Right in the low country. Moving on. How about Coco Gauff beginning a new decade of life, celebrating her 20th birthday with her best match of the tournament thus far against Elisa Mertens, Prakash.
Doing all the things she does when she's playing well. You see it right there, stepping inside the baseline, flattening out that forehand just a little bit more. We all know how athletic she is. She can chase down those drop shots, put herself in great position to kind of intimidate with her defense. But when her offense is cracking, I think that's when she's playing her best tennis. That backhand is always rock solid. She's pushing Mertens around here. Opens up the court to be able to find a big target with that forehand. And again, one of those players, Martina, where when she's able to transition from defense to offense, that's when she's putting so much pressure on her opponents, regardless of the surface.
She puts so much pressure with her legs. People feel like they have to hit a much better shot, and they have to hit a better shot repeatedly as Coco just chases everything down. And I really love it when she flattens out the forehand and goes for it rather than the loopy ball, as she did yesterday really well. Just pushed Mertens around, and at the end of the day, it's a very straightforward win.
Love and two when she turns to love. Time to celebrate and party on the Tennis Channel desk. Well, it's time to sing to you, Coco, because we got a cake here for
you.
You know
we got to celebrate.
Happy birthday to
we got
you.
To celebrate over
happy
here.
Birthday.
Oh,
happy
thank
birthday.
Thank you. Okay, let me make a wish. You.
Yeah, we got 20 cans, 21, I think. One for good luck.
Oh, she made that quick. She knew exactly what she was wishing for.
Thank you.
The next Grand Slam is coming soon.
Yeah.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
I mean, it's the same wish every year, so.
Okay.
It didn't jinx yet, so it's okay.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. My first cake of the day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, there we go.
Yes.
That's how you celebrate. Well done.
We love that. How is it?
It's good.
She said it was good.
I
Josh
didn't
was
share
supposed to
that
sing
point.
With me, by the way.
I didn't mean to. Oh, by the way, you did a great job. You did a great job. I didn't mean to put her on Front Street like that. I just knew she was wishing for that next Grand Slam, so I just said it. She's like, no, you don't say it out loud.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to give the wishes away. But she said, the wishes work for her every year. Yeah. Oh, just taking a bite out of the full cake, Martina.
Well, you know, whatever works. At least you didn't push it into her face, so that was good. But that's a brave thing to do, actually. But yeah, good for you.
Watch out for that candle. It goes right up the nose.
She loved it. That's a
right in the nostril.
That looked like a tasty cake. I think it was chocolate cake. She loved it.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I hope she shared it with the family, but she'd been waiting all day. Hadn't had any cake. Wanted a little piece of cake. And by the way, played her best match.
2-0. Her birthday. That's what that was the score.
2-0. Yeah.
So, we can finally not talk about her as a teenager. So, yeah, now she's an adult.
She's a grown
woman. Can you be a veteran at 20? I feel like she's just been
she
around
that,
winning
for
so long.
Been there, done that, yeah.
By the way, Sabalenka out. Is Coco your favorite now to take this title?
I think I still have to go with Iga Świątek. Mm-hmm. I mean, just solid, solid, solid. But definitely Coco's got a shot at it. No doubt about it. And the crowd's going to be going crazy.
Yeah. All right, we're looking forward to it. She's playing today, just like everybody is. All the quarterfinals here on Tennis Channel and T2 as well. We got you started at the top of the hour. Looking forward to that. Much more still to come on TC Live. See what those golf cart rides are really like in Indian Wells when you take on board with the players. Plus, imagine Maria Sakkari selling popcorn or Daniil Medvedev working the merch store. How did fans here react when they realized some of their favorite players were disguised as employees on the grounds? Welcome back to Tennis Paradise. We got some history today. All of the quarterfinals on a single day, and we got you covered on all of our platforms as well. on Tennis Channel. You'll find Jannik Sinner taking on Yuri Lehechka, Wozniacki, Swiatek, Zverev, Alcaraz, Medvedev, Runa. So Carlos Alcaraz is on Tennis Channel. Coco Gauff is on T2. How do you find T2? Well, it is available on free streaming platforms like Amazon Freevee, Fire TV, the Roku channel, subscribers to YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, and Fubo as well. You got Coco, you got Marta Kostyuk, Potapova, Tommy Paul, Casper Ruud, and of course Maria Sakkari and Emma Navarro. All those matches on T2. We got you covered on all of our networks. Here's a closer look at what players talk about on those golf cart rides in Indian Wells.
We have you sit in the center right here, and this is our confessional cart.
Ooh.
When you're ready, we're ready.
Okay, we're ready.
First thought you had when you learned you had to do this on the golf cart. Oh, I finally get asked to do this.
I've never been able to do that on a golf cart, so I quite like it. I said, fuck you guys, I'm not doing that.
Why are we waiting for it?
I go for the hard one. I knew it was going to be hard.
Yeah. 1 point.
Ella es calladita.
Completely ripped ass in front of everybody.
I love lava.
I actually farted, and it wasn't just a fart.
Pero pasé que soy atrevida, yo sé.
Oh, darn it. Oh, probably to see someone naked.
Why is this 3 points? That wasn't hard.
Marijuana y tequila.
I'm not even going to explain that.
I love him, but I wouldn't want to go on a road trip with him.
I don't think people can see it unless they're going to look right now. Right.
I think I win, eh?
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Our awesome social and creative team shot a whole new batch of cart confessionals here this week at Indian Wells. Those will be coming soon.
Ooh.
Cannot wait for that.
Wait.
We were in the cart, Prakash.
I was. I'm just now, I'm worried that I may have divulged too much information. They create a very safe atmosphere when you're on the cart there. Yeah. So, you know, I may have been a little too free, Martina. You know?
Okay, well, I'm curious to see what we will learn. Maybe we don't want to know, but
exactly.
we will know it anyway.
Do you like seeing the players in the cart?
I think it's great. Whenever you get players a little bit off guard, you know, they will tell you stuff that they normally wouldn't say in a press conference, and that's when the fun starts, right? Maybe sometimes too much information, but yeah, I think it's fun. It's great to see them unguarded.
You got Paula Badosa singing over there. You got different sides of the players. I think it's great.
TMI on TC. I'm all about that.
TMI on TC.
Other than the first couple nights here, Tennis Paradise has lived up to its moniker. So what's the weather going to look like today? Let's check it out with Fox Weather.
Hey there, tennis fans. I'm Fox Weather's Craig Herrera, and this is today's BNP Paribas Open forecast. We got partly cloudy conditions for Indian Wells. Temperatures closer to 70, but we could have some gusty winds up to 40 miles per hour. Hey, remember, you can download the Fox Weather app or stream Fox Weather from your favorite connected TV device.
All right, thank you, Craig. A little windy, a little chilly as well. Up next, LaMolf back to his old tricks. Would it be Wakanda forever or a rude exit for the fab Frenchman? Hot Shots galore with Gal Monfils when we return.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Martina Prakash, Steve, back with you on TC Live. A reminder that tennis.com, best place to keep up with the action from Indian Wells and all year round. David Kane writes about Marta Kostyuk's breakthrough season, and Steve Tigner says Jannik Sinner is proof you don't have to be bad to be good for tennis. Download the tennis app or visit tennis.com today and every day. Leah Davidoff has your 3-to-see, previewing the best matches of the day. She is looking at Zverev and Alcaraz, Swiatek and Wozniacki, plus Lehechka and Sinner. Back to the action from yesterday. Casper Ruud and Gael Monfils playing one of the most entertaining matches of the day, Martina.
Well, these guys, they just run everything down, and on this low court they did. Particularly Gael Monfils, he's such an escape artist on the court. I think him and Alcaraz just take it to a whole new level covering the court. Look at that get in the corner there from Gael Monfils. Wakanda lives on that point.
But Casper Ruud got a little more aggressive in the tiebreak, was moving around. There were no break points in this second set. There were only two breaks in the whole match. And so it was a match of opportunities. Gael Monfils ends up winning more points in this match, but loses at the end anyway. Again, Ruud, I think, got a little more aggressive. Just because you play good defense doesn't mean you should look for it. And I think Gael was just a little too passive. We got an in-betweeny here, and Gael should have been at the net and ends up losing the point because of that. You just gotta, with somebody like Casper Ruud, you cannot let him get a good point. But look at that volley, that stab, line drive volley. No need to apologize. Okay, maybe it was lucky, but it was amazing as well. And Casper Ruud at the end wins in three sets.
What a match. What a tournament for both these guys. Monfils, great effort getting to the round of 16, but it is Casper Ruud into the quarterfinals. Prakash, Martina mentioned it. More points for Monfils in this match, even though he lost.
Well, wild. A bunch of stat lines. It seemed like, you know, Gael did better on his first and second serve, but to be able to win with 42 unforced errors, that just shows you, Martina, just the big points. It was really Casper who was able to step up.
Yeah, there was a bunch of matches yesterday. Then on paper, the other players should have won, but this was one of them. Really typical, you know, opportunistic playing by Casper Ruud and got through when it mattered.
He really did. Special stuff from him, but got a spare thought for Monfils, yep. Prakash, who played a great tournament. Had a top 10 win against Hurkacz. Also beat Cam Norrie.
Yeah, I think he's definitely trending in the right direction. I mean, look, it's a steady progress of when he's, you know, made his comeback after all those health issues and trying to find his best form. He's still moving in the right direction. It doesn't happen overnight. I think this was huge progress towards getting there. It's not just having those wins, but being able to do it back-to-back. Yeah. So Norrie and Hurkacz here, I think a huge milestone for him.
You know, since those two have been married, Svitolina and Monfils, they both have played better. They make each other better. Usually, sometimes, the woman struggles more with because they try to support their guy, but they are so supportive of each other. They've really made them each other better. Maybe I should have gotten married about 10 years ago. But better later than not at all, right?
Yeah. They're the OGs of the tennis power couples, Gems Life, the first ones to have a dual Instagram account. Tsitsidosa, not there yet.
And I want to be the agent for their kid.
Yeah, right?
Right?
It's gonna be
serious athletic genes.
Absolutely. All right, moving on to the upset of the tournament. Remember Luka Nardi had the poster of Novak Djokovic on his bedroom wall and then goes out and beats the guy. A lucky loser, Luka Nardi. Lowest-ranked player to beat Djokovic in ATP Masters 1000 or Grand Slam match. Would there be a letdown against American Tommy Paul? TP playing well on American soil and looking to reach his first quarterfinal here in the desert, Prakash.
Well, Tommy said a big focus for him has really been attacking the net a ton. Brad Stein has kind of put that into his head a lot, and I think that's great for him because he's so capable up at net. I think one of the better volleyers out there on the ATP Tour, so giving himself an opportunity up there only going to make his life much easier. Three highlights there from the first set. All three, him cutting off beautiful volleys. Takes the opening set 6-4. He also did a great job of not sort of kind of focusing on the fact that he's playing Nardi and not Djokovic. He just kind of stayed in the now, bum rushing on the second serve, as you saw there, creating good pressure from the back because we all know how fast he is. So he's able to force a ton of errors from Nardi from the baseline as well. Just a good all-round combination of shot selection and doing what he needed to do.
Five aces, 20 winners, just 6 unforced errors. Clean stuff for TP.
Did not know I was going to be playing Nardi. So I wasn't expecting to be on Stadium 2. And then as soon as I saw he beat Novak, I requested Stadium 2. I wanted to get back on that court and have a little redemption. And I knew that he wasn't going to come out nervous to play me if he wasn't nervous serving up the match against Novak.
All right, let's take a look at the quarterfinals on the men's side. Tommy Paul gets Casper Ruud next. It's Medvedev against Holger Rune, Sinner, Lehecka, and Zverev Alcaraz. I mean, it is blockbuster matches. Every single player is a seed here in the desert, Martina.
Well, which is amazing. But the guys have been more consistent overall for a long time now. They get through. But Lehecka, low-ranking player, but he will be top 20 before long, maybe even top 10. The guy's got a lot of games. So yeah, all the favorites other than Novak are still through. So it's a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Quarterfinal.
And we got it all for you today, Tennis Channel and T2. Prakash, specifically on Tommy Paul, Casper Ruud, what do you think of that matchup?
I feel pretty confident, actually, in Tommy. I think Tommy's playing great tennis. He's been phenomenal on the U.S. hard courts here. He won in Dallas, made the final in Del Rey. He's coming in with a ton of momentum, and he's just looked great all tournament. He hasn't dropped a set. He's been very intentional with his play, and I think this is a little bit of his time. I think he's going to come out, play a great match against Casper, put some pressure on him, not let him dominate the middle of the court, and I like the upset, Martina.
I do, too. I think, as you said, he's become much better volleyer, and he's so quick that when he does come to the net, he gets in another 3-4 feet from another guy, which makes that first volley that much easier, and he's finding success at the net, and that breeds more confidence. Yeah. So it's all a nice problem, I think he's got a good shot at it. He needs to keep making himself move forward more.
Title in Dallas, yep. Final in Del Rey, now first quarterfinal in the desert. Man likes playing in the U.S. Fans love Tommy Paul, and we'll see what happens later today in the quarterfinals. More to get to here on TC Live. We've got a special piece coming up for you after the break. We go behind the scenes in the desert, some of the top players with undercover jobs. Here is a taste of what's to come.
Popcorn!
Just this one?
Yep.
I'll let you go that way if you guys know the secret password.
Please let me go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another day in tennis paradise, everyone. The sun is out and the tennis garden is in full bloom. Returning champ Alcaraz, his third straight quarterfinal.
He doesn't want a piece, he wants the whole baker.
Zverev, he does so well against top 10 players.
His shot placement is so precise.
Mama said knock you out. Caroline Wozniacki in the quarterfinals. World number one Iga Swiatek won this event a couple years ago.
For sure it's going to be exciting, and I'll be ready and I'll do my best.
Yannick Sinner, the Italian, hasn't lost a match all season.
Goff having her way in every area.
Medvedev in control from start to finish.
On this quarterfinal Thursday at the BNP Paribas Open.
Are you ready? Because here we go now.
You hyped or what? Our editors do such a good job there. I'm excited for all the quarterfinals here on Tennis Channel today. We've got Jannik Sinner against Lehecka, Iga Swiatek against Caroline Wozniacki, Carlos Alcaraz taking on Sasha Zverev, Daniil Medvedev, and Holger Rune. And the other four quarterfinals streaming for free live on T2. How do you find T2? It's on Amazon Freevee, Fire TV, the Roku channel, subscribers to YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, and Fubo. That's where you see Coco Gauff today. Let's go behind the scenes on the grounds at Indian Wells to see how some of the star players blend in as staff members.
Wait, who do you say you look like?
I don't know.
I know.
No.
Sinner.
Yes, for sure.
Hello. Just this one?
Yep. Great park.
Excuse me, sir. Can I offer you a map today?
Sure.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Any popcorn? Popcorn!
There we go. Oh, that's a little bit crooked. Oh, I don't know about that. Do you want me to drive and put it straight?
Sorry, guys. It's my first day here.
Don't worry. Ours too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
You guys watching men or women?
Well, we're in Stadium 1 today, so we're watching Franco right now.
You should check Maria Sakkari. She's playing on Saturday.
Yeah,
she's
going.
Yeah, she's good.
Hello. Hi. Can I offer you a map today?
A
map?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah?
Share.
Sharing is caring.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tennis Paradise, guys. You're still in the parking lot, but you're getting closer.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
So are you Medvedev's brother or what?
I mean, that's what everyone tells me.
Oh my gosh.
And they ask pictures every time.
Do they take pictures of you?
Yeah, every time, and they say I look like Medvedev.
You look just like him.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Here's your bill. Thank
know.
You. I should save. Thanks.
Was playing
now? No, I don't know. Yeah, I'm here.
You know Sagan Rubin?
No.
Don't like him.
I don't like him at all. A little bit more. There we go. A little bit back.
Holy You can get a popcorn if you want. Do you want some free popcorn? Yeah, enjoy.
Okay, I'll let you go that way if you guys know the secret password.
Please let me go.
That's good enough. All you guys.
Do you want a map today? Can I help you with the map?
It's my first day.
It's
my first day. I'm working here.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm working here.
This is my...
Oh, my God.
Free popcorn. Free popcorn?
Yes.
Yeah.
We get our picture with you.
Of course.
And a picture?
Yes.
All right, we got to make it quick. I'm actually on the job here.
Oh, man, that's so good. Shout out to Tom Greaves, ATP Media, working with both tours and the tournament to put that idea together, execute it. Hilarious stuff. What do you think?
I want to see this at every tournament. It's hilarious. The players enjoyed it. The fans enjoyed it. So win-win for everyone. And Alex de Minaur wins this battle. He is funny as heck.
He gets the Oscar. I mean, he sold it. Great park. Are you sure you don't want me to get out there? Let me drive it for you? He was just absolutely fantastic. Sakkari sold it too. Pretty good. Yeah. You want to check out Maria Sakkari? She's playing on Saturday.
She's good. By the way, with her without the hair bun and the hat, it's tough to tell.
And Ons as well. I mean, that was a pretty good disguise. But you see a guy in a yellow jacket, you know, thinking it could be a player. So they sold it very well. It was hilarious. I really hope that they do it in other tournaments as well. Brilliant idea.
Andre looked good as a security guard with the glasses on. But I'm wondering, like, he lost earlier. Maybe he's hanging around. I could see him as someone who's just kind of enjoying this, being undercover a little bit.
Also, we've seen him.
We see him in the gym. Yeah. He's still hanging around, doing some exercises. We got to put a smile on the brother's face, though. Right. We got to put a smile on his face.
He didn't even like himself. And we've seen that on the court multiple times as well. So
he's too hard on himself. He needs to be nicer to himself.
We spoke to Maria as well as Daniil about this. And the players love it, too. Is it something you liked as a player? Doing stuff like this outside the box?
Well, we never had those kind of opportunities. Yeah. But again, it gives you a chance to kind of melt in with the crowd and, you know, play a joke on him. And everybody laughed. But
Martina would need like a heavy, heavy disguise.
Right.
I mean, everyone would recognize you.
I put on
anyway.
A wig. They would have no idea because I had hair all of a sudden.
Tennis Joe needs to do Undercover Goat with Martina. And have her, like, you know, go around the grounds.
Great title for a show. That's a great title for a segment. Absolutely.
Right? All right. Well done. Once again, that was hilarious. You can find all that on social media as well. I believe the BNP Paribas Open social account posted the entire piece. Really good stuff. The players loved it. The fans loved it. And you never know. Walking around the grounds today.
Who are you going to see?
Medibear may just be selling some merch today. Top of the hour. Jannik Sinner, Yuri Lehechka. We are leading up to that. Martina going to be on the call with Brett Haber. Looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere. Navratilova, I'm Atrosh Weisman, back with you. A reminder, Served with Andy Roddick is the new weekly series on T2. Moving up the charts, watches the Hall of Famer, discusses the biggest stories in tennis with John Wertheim and other special guests. Tune in for a new episode every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. That is streaming on T2. T2 is where you can find Coco Gauff and three other quarterfinals today as well. Maria Sakkari going for her first quarterfinal of the year. Third straight in Indian Wells, needing a comeback against Diane Perry, Prakash.
Well, I think this was an important match for Maria because once in a while, these are the kind of matches in these big events which you'll just see her go out there and lose. So to be able to just kind of grit down, especially when she wasn't playing her best tennis, she showed a lot of guts, a lot of heart out there to be able to come through here. She wins the first set 6-2 pretty comfortably. Wheels come off just a little bit here. A few more unforced errors, as you see there, just sort of in a rally ball from Sakkari. Drops that second. She's down a break here in the third, but this is where she started getting pretty tough. Really started moving well, just forcing Perry to play a few more extra balls. Body language was super positive here in the third set. Tried to start upping the aggression a little bit more towards the end of the third set. Martina, that kind of luck never hurts, but overall, really important performance, and she did a good job defending her second serve, won 60% of those second serve points.
Apparently stopped selling popcorn for a moment to get out there for a popcorn performance. 15 career wins at Indian Wells, more than any other tournament she has played.
You got to be thrilled with how you played, particularly in that third set.
Well, I have to give credit to her. She was playing amazing. She's a very good player. It's the first time we played her. It wasn't the first time that I came back from a breakdown in third set, so kind of, you know, it's a little bit of experience, a little bit of nerves, and I was brave, and I just, you know, got the break back and got the match.
Pays to be brave. Former finalist Daria Kazakina taking on Yuan Ya, who comes into Indian Wells at a career high and rising after winning her first title in Austin.
Well, Kazakina, both players kind of retrievers, and they both play kind of passive tennis, which means 15 service breaks in 29 games. Not exactly a serving extravaganza, but Kazakina was in the driver's seat at some opportunities in the second set, couldn't take him. Yuan playing well under pressure there to win the second set, and Kazakina just a little too passive, as that wins her a lot of matches, but against this Chinese player wasn't good enough, as Yuan was a little more aggressive, a little more adventurous, and it paid off for her at the end.
She had one more break of serve than Kazakina, 8-7 of the 15 Martina mentioned. Gets the upset, her first 1,000-level quarterfinal. That is 9 straight wins overall for Yuan, a career high inside the top 40 in the live rankings right now. Let's check out the draw. She's got Coco Gauff next. Pretty good opportunity there for the American.
Yeah.
Which matchup do you like most, Martina?
Which I like? Well, I'm all
most
all,
excited.
They're all curious, but Sakari Navarro, perhaps, because for them, a lot of Emma being the newcomer, no pressure, having beaten Sabalenka, she'll have a lot of confidence. Sakari now showing some good guts, and you know, she's not high on confidence. Sometimes you have to talk yourself into being confident so that you can win those matches and get that real confidence back. So I think that's could be a pivotal match for both of them.
It looks like that new coaching set up with David Witt and Maria Sakkari is working out well, Prakash.
Yeah, I think it's a really good addition for her, especially someone who's sort of been there, knows what it is to coach top players. Even if you're hearing the same knowledge from that coach, all of a sudden it kind of hits you a little bit differently, and maybe that's what Maria needed. So they're off to a great start there. I do think Emma's going to come through. I just think she's been instilling so much confidence in all of us watching her game, especially on those big moments. She was so cool under pressure against Sabalenka, and it really doesn't feel that, you know, she gets two up, two down, so I don't think she's going to have a huge letdown after the win over Sabalenka.
Yeah, I mean, Maria will have to play a cleaner match than she did her last one, because Emma's not going to beat herself, and she retrieves the ball so well. She really got in shape, and she gets to a lot of balls now. And Maria, I think that new coaching, David definitely will have a specific game plan for her. And I think, again, like you said, sometimes you hear the same thing, but it's told a little bit differently, and something clicks, and you play better. And then again, you get confidence from that. So it's we'll see. Yeah, I think Emma's got a really good shot at it. Yeah.
She likes how David's very laid back. She says she's a very stressful person. And Coach Witt said he's not making a lot of changes, just wants her to be aggressive, play to win, as opposed to playing not to lose.
Well, that's a problem. When you're afraid of losing, you play defensively and you just pull back. And you have to make yourself believe in yourself, because if you're playing not to lose, you're in the future. So also, if you say, I'm going to win, what do you need to do to win this next point? And I think David will bring it again. That game plan will be very specific. And when you have clarity, you have confidence.
Maria does so many things well out there, and she's such a you know, physical presence out there. She can be very intimidating because of all the work that she puts into the gym, which are all positives for her. But in the past, there have been moments where she's beaten herself. So that point that you're talking about, Steve, where Dave wants her to win or lose on her own terms, that's a huge key for her going forward, because then even the matches you lose, you have great peace of mind because you're doing what you wanted to do and having stronger intentionality.
That match, 9 p.m. Eastern on T2. We've got you covered on T2 as well as Tennis Channel for all 8 of the quarterfinals today, men's and women's side. Let's check in on some doubles action. Semifinals. Marcel Grenoliers, Horacio Zaballos taking on the Italian Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori.
Big back and forth affair here. The Italians taking the first set. The Italians in the near court here, showing some beautiful hands up at net. Vavasori is. Tiebreaker here. They had a match point, but It was Ceballos who was able to stick that forehand volley, save that match point, eventually earn a set point of themselves. This time, Ceballos doing a good job crossing there, moving diagonally forward, not moving sideways, exactly how you want to cross in doubles, push it into a champion's tiebreak there. Ceballos again looking like the MVP of this match. Granollers closing things out, and a big win, match point down.
I knew him, Horatio. Into the final, their third of the year. They won the title in Argentina. About as close as it gets. So here is your final. Granollers, Ceballos taking on Wesley Kulhoff and Nikola Mektic. It is a big-time men's doubles final. Over on the women's side, we've got Nicole Melichar Martinez and Ellen Perez taking on Ludmila Kichenuk and Yelena Ostapenko. Melichar Martinez and Perez coming in off the title in San Diego.
Yeah, and I think they're just better pure doubles players, Melichar Perez. They're more active. They know where to be on the doubles court. Just a little more aggressive at the net. Better volleyers overall, and it paid off at the end. They play match tiebreak, and of course that's first team to 10. And again, Nicole Melichar, she is such a seasoned veteran, and she closes off the net really well, as she did right there. And the Melichar Perez team just a little more aggressive, a little more adventurous, and paid off. In doubles, you gotta move too much rather than not enough. And they did it well.
I love that. That's great advice right there. Seventh straight win for this duo. They have won 10 of their last 11 matches as well. So the women are in the semifinals. Take a look at the bottom half. Storm Hunter, Katerina Siniakova. They're taking on Asia Muhammad and Enna Shibahara. That's a good one. And then the top seed still alive, Sue Shea and Alisa Mertens. When we come back, it is our FanDuel match preview. We are breaking down Jannik Sinner and Yuri Lehechka. Who's got the odds in their favor? I'll tell you next. All right, thanks so much. For the first time in history, we've got all eight quarterfinals on one day in Tennis Paradise. On Tennis Channel, coming up top of the hour, Jannik Sinner, Yuri Lehechka. We've got Iga Świątek taking on Caroline Wozniacki. Carlos Alcaraz in action against Alexander Zverev. How about Holger Rune and Daniil Medvedev? Then the four other quarters streaming for free live on T2. That includes Coco Gauff. How do you get T2? Well, you probably already have it. It's on platforms like Amazon Freevee, Fire TV, the Roku channel, subscribers to YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, and Fubo. If you've got any of those, you got T2 for free. And you can see Coco Gauff playing. This is our FanDuel match preview. It's Lehechka and Sinner. Played a challenger back in Ostrava in 2019. That Sinner won. But with these odds very heavily in the Italians' favor, who are you putting your hard-earned money on today?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
You have to put it on Sinner as he hasn't lost a match. But I think it's going to be close. I think Lehechka may win a set. He's playing better with each match. Still on the way up. And
look, I don't think you can bet against Sinner just the way he's playing, but very interesting bet there on the bottom left. Plus 185 for Lehechka to have a comfortable first three service games. Why not? Those are pretty decent odds. You know, the guy's been serving pretty well. I think if I was going to take any of those bets, that might be the one that I'm taking.
Are they betting on who sneezes first or anything like that?
You can.
You might be able to, Martina. You really might.
This guy is in fine form right now. I mean, he hasn't dropped a set in his last six sets here, straight sets against Andre Rublev. Then he beats Stefano Tsitsipas. And Jannik Sinner, 15-0 this year. Only four players have started a season with a better win streak. Djokovic, Nadal, Federer, and Pete Sampras, Martina. Those are good names.
Well, that was fantastic. I mean, Jannik Sinner, dream start to his year, obviously winning his first major, beating Novak Djokovic in Australia, which had been done like twice in 20 years or something like that. His confidence is flying high. And when that happens, you win matches even when you're not playing so well because you just almost forget how to lose.
The good news is Lehechka is one of those guys who, another one of those not too high, not too low kind of guys who's just going to let his tennis do the talking. He's coming in fantastic form. To be able to back up wins over Rublev and then Tsitsipas and coming in with the form he's coming in with, that's how you want to go in against the best in the world because he's going to get a real lesson here. He's going to learn where do I stand against the absolute best in the world, which is great.
Right now, it seems like Jannik Sinner has no weaknesses. Is there any area that he can be attacked?
No.
No.
Not really. I mean, you need to beat him to the net because he's so much better now at moving forward. You need to take that net away because he's so adept there. Yep. And it's hard to get through him or around him. He's got good hands as well for a tall guy. Trying to find openings. Get him on the move and keep him in the baseline if you can. Mm.
Tough, tough task for Yuri Lehechka, but we'll see. Martina's going to be on the call of that match with Brett Haber. Reminder, right now, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets. If your $5 bet wins, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and start making every moment more. What's trending on social media? Well, this may be the final Roland Garros for 14-time champ Rafa Nadal, and that created some madness online. The electronic ticket queue was 700,000. Let me repeat that. Wow. 700,000 deep on day one.
We're going to need a bigger stadium.
It's incredible. I mean, people were waiting. They were like 200,000 behind people, like That's having crazy. To wait just to buy a ticket to get into the ground.
Look, this is you know, the greatest French Open champion, Roland Garros champion we've seen in our history, in our lifetime. So to be able to possibly get the last look at him there, don't know what that match could look like. Could it be him lifting his 15th trophy? Could it be him going out in an emotional fourth round match? We have no idea. He could end up playing Djokovic in the first round if he's not seeded. So anything can happen. Why not? Queue up. Try to get that bucket list once-in-a-lifetime moment.
I got to love that. And by the way, the best part of it all, Roland Garros, once again, first ball to last, right here on Tennis Channel. We are your home for all the coverage.
You know what it is.
We'll be there.
Paris. So looking forward to getting out there and joining the millions strong that are going to watch Rafa Nadal go for title number 15. Yeah. Incredible. Friday's coverage on Tennis Channel begins a little later, 3:30 p.m. Eastern for TC Live. It'll be me, Prakash, Chanda Rubin, and Jim Courier. Then we lead up to the men's doubles final at 4:30 p.m. Eastern and the women's semifinals at 7 p.m. Eastern. First on today, it'll be Martina calling the young Czech.
Yep.
Get firsthand look at this guy.
Jiří Lehečka. I'm going to have fun with Brett saying that. It's going to be a fun match. I think this is my popcorn match of the day. I think it's going to be very entertaining. And, you know, Lehečka has nothing to lose, obviously, and a lot to learn. Yannick Sinner, in the meantime, riding high. It's going to be fun.
All right, we'll let you go to the booth.
All right.
Have a good call.
Bye, guys.
More TC Live, though, after this.
FanDuel, make every moment more.
Another glorious day in tennis paradise, and the hot shot of the day coming from Holger Rune and Taylor Fritz.
Well, it came from the match of the day for me. Match point down, Holger being able to come back and win it, but lets the lob go over his head, comes up with what I could only call an Andre Agassi from the late 90s rock around forehand over the shoulder. Check it out, nice and relaxed. Is it tweener? Nope. It's the roundhouse forehand. It's like a Jean-Claude Van Damme kick, but with his forehand.
I love that. The rock around forehand. Maybe people stop doing tweeners and do that, because you can still make the hot shot.
Well, you got a better shot to win the point. First
of smart. It's very smart. Featured matches today. We got you covered all 8 quarterfinals on Tennis Channel. It's Stadium 2 for Sinner and Lehechka. Świątek, Wozniacki. How about the 9th meeting between your returning champ Carlos Alcaraz and Sasha Zverev, looking to complete the box set of Master Semifinals? Holger Rune taking on Daniil Medvedev. And then you can find Coco Gauff over on T2 today. Got you covered on all of our platforms. You may already have T2. It's streaming for free on stuff like Amazon Freevee, Fire TV, the Roku channel, subscribers to YouTube TV, Hulu Plus Live, and Fubo as well. So all 8 quarterfinals for the very first time in Tennis Paradise. We're amped about it.
Yep.
And let's talk about some of these matches. Starting with the ladies, there's only one player that has more titles in her career than Iga Świątek of the remaining 8. That's Caroline Wozniacki. The mama is back and looks to get to her semifinal here.
Yeah, look, she's going to have to pull on all of that experience against Iga today. I mean, Iga's been playing fantastic tennis. I think this court suits her really well. Her ball just jumps off the court, and when she chooses to flatten it out, there's not a lot you can do. She's been picking really big targets, but Caro doesn't go anywhere. She just makes you hit ball after ball after ball and forces you into some unforced errors. And she's got a little bit of that wiliness to her also. She can mix in that slice. She can make you get a little bit uncomfortable and put Iga in some uncomfortable spots. I still like Iga here, yeah. But let's see that experience, Caro.
9th meeting between Alcaraz and Zverev. It's the German that's won the last 2, leads the head-to-head 5-3. How come?
I'm going with Alcaraz, though. I do realize that he did beat him in a big match, Zverev did, in Australia. But I think Alcaraz has just kind of turned that corner. He's found that tennis that he was playing last year when he won the title here. So I'm looking for him to attack, make things uncomfortable for Zverev, who struggled in that last one against Demonor, and come through.
All right. She was just eating cake on the desk less than 24
that
hours
was great.
Ago.
That was great.
It was great. Now back on the court against Yuan Ye. What do you expect to see from Coco Gauff?
I expect another dominating performance. I think Kasatkina let Yuan off the hook a little bit and let Yuan come through. I don't know that the weapons are big enough to maintain over the course of a 2-out-of-3 set match against Coco. And Coco really found her form on her birthday yesterday, so I'm looking for more of that.
So you think 2-0 in the year 2-0 for Coco Gauff?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. I think she's gonna do that. She's gonna bring out the Mamba inner in this Mamba year and keep doing it.
What do we give her today? I mean, she already had the birthday cake yesterday. Is there anything we offer today?
Listen, Steve, if we start giving Coco gifts after every time she wins a match, we're all gonna run out of stuff to give her very soon. That's just gonna be way too many.
Yeah, hopefully she comes once again. Listen, we've got a good one on Stadium 2. We're starting with Jannik Sinner, the man who's perfect this year, 15-0. He's won his last 18 matches, only dropped 2 since the U.S. Open.
Jiří does everything well, which is a great thing for him. So he's going to have to utilize every single part of his game to be able to try to put some pressure on Jannik Sinner. But it's all going to start with his serve. If he has a bad serving day, Sinner's going to be breaking him too often. Sinner's serving exceptional, so there's going to be less pressure he can create. So it's all going to start with the serve from Jiří. If he can mix in some of the serve and volley he's been doing, try to take care of his serve, it's going to create a little bit more opportunity for him on the return of serve. But it's going to be an uphill task because, again, Sinner is sort of showing no weakness on any side. You got to just try to stay with him as best you can.
So like Martina said, no weakness. You agree with that. Yep. Is it more Sinner versus Sinner than Sinner-Lehechka?
I mean, I think at this stage with the best players in the world, that's kind of the case. You know, you look at Carlos Alcaraz, you got to hope for him to have a bad day. If he's having a great day, it's going to be a tall task. But when him and Sinner play against each other and they're both playing well, it's just excellent shot after excellent shot. So, I think you got to hope for Sinner to play a little bit off, maybe try to stay close to him to create a few more errors from him. And then you get one or two opportunities, you got to seize that.
Do you think we're seeing a season like we have in the past with Jannik Sinner when Novak Djokovic started 41-0? I mean, I know that's the record, but Sinner's approaching that right now.
He is, and I think this is his first time in this echelon, so I don't know that we'll see that because at some point, you know, you're going to have a bad day. It's going to be how you deal with that. And, you know, this is all new elevation for him, dealing how to breathe at this air. So I don't think we're going to see that. Let's not put it on him, but let's be grateful for what we're seeing.
It is a blockbuster Thursday in the desert. All 8 quarterfinals on Tennis Channel and T2. Thank you so much for joining us on TC Live. We'll be here at the desk all day with updates and interviews from the winners. After a quick break, it's into the booth for this match with Brett Haber and Martina Navratilova.